Six Music. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Excuse me, all vinyl, all day. This is Six Music, and I am, of course, Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the programme. I hope you're all feeling pretty rough after last night's festivities. I'm pre-recording the show, so it is all as yet to pass for me, but it's mine and Mrs. Badger's anniversary on New Year's Eve, so it's an excuse not to get too messy, not to get out there with the rest of the world in the throng of the heart of the city. Too many people doing it. In fact, my good friend Catherine Anna Mountain, who is proprietor of both Manchester Roadhouse and a beautiful restaurant called Ombre here in North Manchester, she calls New Year's Eve amateur night. I'm quite happy with that. So yes, all vinyl all day. I am, of course, taking it to the close of this New Year's Day, but I'm doing it with all vinyl, all my old records. And that is the first track, of course, from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles. That is the title of the song as well, and I played it you because it is the first track on perhaps the most precious record in my collection. I have a black and yellow label gatefold version of the first pressing of Sgt. Pepper's. It's pretty cool, huh? And yeah, that was in mono. Sounded good, didn't it? Yes, it did. Let's move straight on to another one. I'm just having a look now, and with a beautiful, it looks like a Lincoln, or maybe it's a big American car anyway, which looks like it might be the band vehicle. Recorded live at the Bohemian Caverns in Washington, D.C., it says here on the front. This is the in crowd from the Ramsey Lewis Trio. I'm going to just drop science here. Ramsey Lewis from The In Crowd. Has he got a date on this one? He looks like a pretty old one. 1965, that record's from. So that's even older than the one you heard before, even older than Sgt. Pepper. And it's got those beautiful sleeve notes on the back and a picture of the Ramsey Lewis trio looking sharper than sharp. Sounds like it was a good night, that, doesn't it? Okay, let's have a Song for Guy recommendation. One second. This one coming from... Where is he? Ruben Tai has been in touch. He says, "Hi Guy, really enjoy your show, especially tonight." And he wrote this email on the 16th of November. "I listen at least every other show. 3 month baby old girl, 3 month old baby girl is here now. Good times. You've introduced me to some sweet as bands." Thank you very much, Ruben. Thank you very much. I like his honesty. I listen to at least every other show. He's a busy young father. "I've just got back from Real World Studios," he says, "where my band and I have laid down our second album." Ah, this must be Ruben Tai from Port Erin. "He saw my name up on the wall," and he goes on to say that Elbow have been very influential to him. Thank you very much. That's very, very flattering. He says he's developed a little bit of a penchant for 80s music, his latest favourite single being Joe Jackson's Stepping Out. Then he says, "Sometimes under stressful, mad, emotional times, the stupidest stuff is the best. I found this tune after a gig at a weird venue in Oxfordshire. The vocals, all seven of them, the village, got smashed after hours. Bar lady stripping older man, wife leaves in rage, to this tune. I was stranded with them for a while, drinking too many freebies. Band are on a quick car journey up the hills. A nice, surreal evening. But what a tune. All the best, Ruben." Well, lots of love to you and your missus and your daughter. Here it is on vinyl, Joe Jackson and Stepping Out. Ty and Family. That was Joe Jackson and Stepping Out. And it was, of course, on vinyl.
Six. Music.
This is serious.
Sean Keaveney.
A quarter-mile-sized asteroid will tonight make the closest scrape with Earth that astronomers have predicted in advance. The rock YU-55 will come within 201,700 miles. It'll sneak in between us and the moon like that, and will be most visible with medium telescopes. I've got one. At 11:28 p.m. I won't be up. Expert Dr. Emily Baldwin says, it's nothing to worry about. Oh, hang on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You might as well just say, nothing to see here.
Don't panic!
What flaming rock the size of Luxembourg? Oh, that flaming rock the size of Luxembourg.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
We're panicking. Get under a table. Actually, that's not going to do you any good.
On BBC Radio.
6.
Music.
Guy Garvey. The right side of the celestial equator.
M. Ward's a character. I absolutely love his voice. And you can tell from the very front of this song who it is. He's developed his own distinctive tone to his recordings. This, of course, on vinyl is M. Ward and To Go Home.
The skin right off my hide. To think I'll have to give it all up someday.
M Ward and To Go Home. Wonderful, warm, crackling, vinyl loveliness. And you know, wonderful, warm, crackling, vinyl loveliness don't just take care of itself. You need good police! Our Victim was written in 1966 by Paul McCartney and was a seminal song for the Beatles. Its simple combination of voices and a string octet was a surprising step forward for the Fab Four that had enraptured fans listening intently and the audio assassins forming a queue. First sounding suspiciously like one bloke with a DX7, the London Starlight Orchestra turned a haunting melody into a festive nightmare of heavily reverbed string samples and jingling bells that left it with a terrible case of tinnitus. Dire, but not deadly. Next, the onslaught continued with an appalling assault by the Ebony Steel Band, whose cacophonous combination of ringing pans and persistent percussion literally caused a banging headache. Ears bleeding, it staggered on. Straight into the clutches of the aptly named Ogre Graf, whose monstrous vocals and thrashing guitars left it clutching its head in a heap of twisted metal. But when the ominous figure of Edward Woodward, determined to finally catch his prey, stepped from the shadow, fixed it with a menacing glare, and with his vicious vibrato prepared to warble his way through this lonely lament, it was Moider.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does...
Oh, no, 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 no. In your own words, Edward, Iwa woo woo, in your own words, put down the gun.
Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name.
was, of course, eventually and mercifully, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. I do have quite a soft spot for Edward Woodward, and yeah, a fantastic case of moider there. More moider next week. It was, of course, on vinyl. The second Beatles tune in this first half hour of the show. I hear you scream, "How can you do that, Guy?" Well, I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. Right, the next piece of vinyl that I have in my hand here, which I'm going to play for you, a wonderful record, but with a little guilty sort of secret attached to it, which I will now share with you. Oh, yeah. Medal by Pink Floyd. Wonderful, wonderful record. They all look fantastically healthy and young on the inner sleeve. It's a beautiful big gatefold. And, yeah, I mean, it's actually quite unbelievable just how handsome Dave Gilmour was. And they all look preposterously rich and healthy. Anyway, this record tinged with sadness for me because it was an independent record store. Can you believe this? When I was about 16, I really wanted this album. And I was a couple of quid short of its price. So I swapped the label with another record next to it. It was a little extortionate what they were charging for it. I can't remember the exact price, but I remember being offended enough to use it as justification for practically stealing from an independent record shop. I got my comeuppance the next time I tried to do it, but I got this piece of vinyl that I still have in perfect condition in my hand. I got it cheaper than it should have been. Let's hear a tune from it now, and I want you, the whole nation, to scream at the radio, "Garvey, you thieving bastard." 1, 2, 3. Here's Fearless.
Thank you. the fear lines in his brow. You look down, hear the sound of the faces in the crowd.
Fearless from Pink Floyd. I love that song. It reminds me actually of the time that I defrauded the independent record store owner of a couple of quid by changing labels and stealing part of that record. I get my comeuppance. And this is the vinyl crime and punishment issue of the Finest Hour this New Year's Day. Yeah, sorry about that if you're out there. So the next piece of vinyl I've got in my hand, if you can forgive me my heinous crime, is by Love. Now, I'm playing this one because it's a really important record to me. It's Elektra Masters, so it's from several different Love albums. It's got a great picture of him, a very famous picture of him, stood around his stone ruin with Arthur Lee sat in like a window up there, all looking very cool on the back. There's another picture of him on the back offering the old United States flag to a dog while dressed in hippie attire. But it's important to me because my mate Joe Devlin, his uncle Paddy gave him his record collection when Joe was about 14. And Joe was the bass player in the first band I was ever in. And we were called the Synoptic Reverb. What does it mean? Doesn't mean anything. But I remember going through this record collection that was given to Joe, that was gifted to him by his uncle, and just being blown away. I mean, there was everything in there from Stiff Little Fingers to this record by Love. So I've chosen to play Old Man from that record because actually that box of records made me decide that I wanted to be a musician. I decided I wanted to do music from then on in. So a very important one for me. Here it is, crackly old vinyl. Here's Love and Old Man.
I once knew a man, been everywhere. Gave me a tiny ivory ball, said it would bring me good. Never believed it would until I had been loving you said it would do me well. I couldn't really tell until I had been loving you. Now it seems things are not so strange. I can see more clearly. Suddenly I found my way. I know the old man would laugh. He spoke of love's sweeter days, and in his eloquent way, I think he was speaking of you. You are so lovely, you didn't have to say a thing. But I remember that old man telling me he'd seen the light. Gave me a small brown leather book, insisted that he was right.
Crackly and beautiful. That's Love and Old Man. I've had some of these records, I've just realised, for over 20 years, including this next one, which is just brilliant. I've put some oddities from my collection in the show tonight, including this one by Burt Bacharach. It's called Portrait in Music, and it's got a very fetching photograph of Burt. You can see by the lack of conditioner in his hair that it must be the 70s when this photo was taken. And the tune I've chosen from it is a fun thing that was from the soundtrack to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which was all done by Bacharach. This is pretty lo-fi. This is quite a knackered record, but I'm going to play it anyway because it's ace. This is Burt Bacharach's South American Getaway.
Ba 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 ba
Burt Bacharach and South American Getaway. As I say, pretty lo-fi, as all my choices, as everything on Six Music has been today, are all coming off vinyl, because we believe in vinyl's revival. Right, a record I've owned many times, and this happens for many different reasons. Quite a lot of the time, your records go to an ex-girlfriend in the split. But more often than not, in my case, I didn't live anywhere longer than 10 months when I was an avid vinyl collector, which I've become again recently, but back in the day when I was buying cheap second-hand vinyl, I never lived anywhere for about 12 years, longer than 10 months. I kept moving, lots of bedsits, not pleading poverty, it's just whenever you leave a place like that, you're going to have records in common with your housemates, and sometimes you'll find yourself with three copies of a record. For instance, I've got three copies of Spirit of Eden, and I didn't buy them all. And sometimes you find yourself without a valuable record. Now, this one I've lost so many times because just about everybody I knew had a copy, and perhaps wrongly assumed that it was theirs. I've lost count. But it is, of course, David Bowie's Hunky Dory, by far my favourite of Bowie's records. A beautiful thing. This is my favourite song from it. This is the Bewley Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie.
And so the story goes, they wore the clothes, they said the things to make it seem improbable. The wail of a lie like the hope it was. And the good men tomorrow had their feet in the wallow, and their heads of brawn were nice ashorn, and how they bought their positions with saccharine and trust. And the world was asleep to our latent fuss. Silence swirled through the streets like the crust of the sun, the beauty brothers. In our wings that bark, flashing teeth of brass, standing tall in the dark. And we were gone, hanging out with your dwarf men. We were so turned on by your lack of conclusion. I was stolen, he was waxed, so he could scream and still relax. Unbelievable. And we frightened the small children away. And our talk was old, and dust would flow through our veins, and lo, it was midnight back at the kitchen door, like the grim face on the cathedral floor.
The solid book we wrote cannot be found today. And it was stalking time for the Moon Boys, the Bewley Brothers.
With our backs on the arch, and if the devil may be here, but he can't sing about that. Oh, and we were gone, real cool traders. We were so turned off. You thought we were fakers.
And now the dress is hung, the ticket pawned, the factor max that proved the fact is melted down, woven on the edging of my pillow. And my brother lays upon the rocks, he could be dead, he could be not, he could be you. He's chameleon, comedian, Corinthian and caricature. Shooting up high in the sky, Bewley Brothers. In the feeble in the bad,
Bewley Brothers. In the blessed and cold, in the crutch hungry dark, was where we played our kings of oblivion. We were so turned on in the night war pavilion.
Lay me place and bake me pie. I'm starving for me gravy. Leave my shoes and door unlocked. I might just slip away. Just for the day, hey, please come away. Hey, just for the day, hey, please come away. Hey, please come away. Just for the day, please come away. Please come away.
David Bowie and the Bewley Brothers.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck? Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener. A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the human show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose tatty equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
So here's a treat for you. I admitted earlier in the programme to swapping the labels on my copy of Pink Floyd's Medal. It was an independent record shop. It was totally wrong. I swapped the labels so that I got it a couple of quid cheaper. And the next time I went into the shop, I found this very interesting collection called Bombers. On the front cover of this double gatefold album, there's a picture of a bombardier pointing his finger down. And I think the point of this record is that it's a collection of different songs by different artists that didn't do any business. Now, two tales attached to it. In the middle of my one-man crime wave, I decided again I didn't have enough money to pay for this record. Let's say, for argument's sake, that it was a fiver. I swapped it with a label on a record next to it that's, let's say, it was £3. I can't quite remember. But the man owning this particular second-hand record store knew a master criminal when he saw one, tumbled what I'd done and said, "Oh no, this record's incorrectly labelled," when I went to the desk. I said, "Oh right, how much is it?" And he said, £7, with a look in his eye that said, "You would have got it for a fiver if you weren't trying to cheat me." That was the last time I ever did the label swapping trick. I hope none of you ever try it. I am, of course, these days an advocate of paying for your music the correct price. Anyway, I got this record home after paying way over the odds for it. It serves me right. And this tune by John Mayall, just switching me hi-fi on here, I want to play you what happened. I started the record, I put this tune on, and have a listen. Whoops, that's Richie Havens. Right, this is a tune by John Mayall called... It's called Room to Move. Now listen to what happens. You hear that scratch getting closer to the beat. Now basically, I listened to that for 20 minutes, thinking, what a boring record. Because the scratch is on the beat, and through my old crap speakers, I didn't realise what was going on. So there you go. Paid over the odds for a record that doesn't work. I would play the rest of that John Mayall tune, but quite frankly, it's crap. So the next record I am going to play for you is a beautiful old record by Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, with the quintet of the Hot Club of France. Now these guys were so popular doing hot house jazz at the time, and... It was a little known fact in the day, although it's been well documented since, that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli didn't get on too well at all. Mainly because Django would disappear whenever they had a gig, and Stefan would have to go around the local taverns and drag him out in order to do the performance. This came between them. And when you look at this photograph from All in the Dicky Bows, the boys with the quintet, Django's got a look on his face which is like, come on, hurry up and take the picture, I want to get to the bar. So I'm going to play Sweet Georgia Brown from this record. My mate Mike bought it for me, and it's a really old piece of vinyl, so it is going to be crackly as buggery. It's another mono one. I'm just looking for a date on the back. Here's the one. 1964. There we go. Dedicated to my friend Mike Sheehy, who bought this for me a couple of years ago. Here's Django and Stefan and Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
BBC Radio. Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
My original copy, that's the Stone Roses and Your Star Will Shine. And that's probably the most hotly anticipated record in my vinyl collection. All vinyl all day, it's been this New Year's Day on Six Music, and I'm playing you stuff from my old vinyl collection. I was working at a record shop when this one came out over that Christmas. Andy's Records, Bolton. There you go. Here's one that is still coming off vinyl, but this is a song for Guy recommendation from Becky Martin. She says, I have a recommendation. Well, rather a selection from a group that you might like based on your regular playing of the Flamingos and the Ink Spots. It's the Coasters. The one I've chosen from Becky's suggestions is The Idol with the Golden Head. She gives us a synopsis of the song. Yeah, that word's come up twice, hasn't it, this week already? Man buys idol with a golden head, asks idol where his girlfriend is, who, incidentally, is called Bigfoot May. The idol tells him that she is rocking and rolling down by a creek. The man goes to see for himself, and there she is, drunk on the floor of her car, rocking and rolling. And what helpful advice does the idol give him? Learn to boogie with Bigfoot May. If rocking and rolling and boogie aren't euphemisms for sex, then I have no idea what's going on there. Don't make them like they used to. Kindest regards, Becky. Let's have a listen to it. It's good fun. The Coasters, an idol with a golden head.
Bought myself an idol with a golden head.
Great big idol with a golden head.
Put it on a shelf right above my bed.
Great big idol with a golden head.
Got down on my knees and began to pray. Bigfoot May.
Great big idol with the golden head.
The idol's eyes began to wink and blink.
Great big idol with the golden head.
He said, oh, hold on, Jim, give me time to think.
Great big idol with the golden head.
The lightning flashed and the idol did speak.
Great big idol with the golden head.
raised on a catfish creek. Rockin' and a rollin',
rockin'.
Yeah, she's a rockin' and a rollin',
rockin' and a rollin',
rockin' and a rollin',
rockin' and a rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin'.
I say goodbye to the idol sittin' on my shelf.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
Went down to the creek to see for myself.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I parked my car and I looked around.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
There was a mess of empty beer cans laying on the ground.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
I peeped through the door and my hair turned gray.
Oh, gee, what did you see?
In the middle of the floor, that was Bigfoot May. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin'.
Yeah, she was rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and a rollin'.
Bumpin' and a bumpin' and a jumpin' and a
I went back to the house, I was feeling so blue.
Great big otter with the golden hair.
I said, tell me, otter, what am I going to do?
Great big otter with the golden hair.
He said, I got the answer, there's only one way.
Great big otter with the golden hair.
You got to learn to do the boogie with your big foot, mate. Rockin' and a rollin'.
Rockin' and
yeah. Rockin' and a
rollin', rockin' and a rollin', poppin' and a poppin' and a jumpin' and a
That was a song for Guy recommendation from Becky. It was Idol with a Golden Head from the Coasters. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, do keep them coming in. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. I stress the recommendation, not the request. I want to hear stuff I've never heard before, like that one I've just heard. Do keep them coming. Base your choices on songs that I play on the show already and the music that I make with my band Elbow, perhaps. Another song for Guy recommendations straight away from Helen Underhay. She says, hi Guy, I'm just listening to you play Al Green's Beatles cover and it just made me think of one of the best covers of all time, Richie Havens' Here Comes the Sun. This is also incredible to watch, particularly the performances from the 70s. His guitar playing has to be seen to be believed. Just a quick one with lots of love from good old Bristol, Helen and Nick. Lots of love to the pair of you. I can hear you all saying now, Guy, isn't this the third Beatles song that you've played in this programme? And my response is, I can do what I want, I'm the Chief of Police. All right.
ice is slowly melting. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been clear. Ooh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right, it's all right. No, 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 it's all right.
Richie Havens and Here Comes the Sun. Incidentally, that was also on that Bombers album that I played you earlier on. The one I paid too much for that has a ruinous John Mayall scratch in it. This next record is very special to me. Rebecca Martin, who recommended a song just 10 minutes ago, mentioned that I played The Flamingos. The song in particular, which would be one of my Desert Island discs without a shadow of a doubt, is The Flamingos' version of I Only Have Eyes For You. Now, I first heard this tune when I was a kid. I must have been like 11 or 12. I had a black and white portable TV in my room and I saw a terrible, terrible movie about a female drag racer who makes good in a world of men. Do you know where I'm coming from? Really awful sort of B-movie thing. But in the middle of it was this version of I Only Have Eyes For You, the Flamingos version. I had to stay awake, propping my eyes open, to read the titles to find out who did it. And in those days, there was no internet. There was no way of just going and finding this tune. And for years, working in record shops and going to record fairs and scouring the place, I never found this tune. It is available now. You can just download it off the internet, and it was available on doo-wop compilations. But the chap that found it for me is my very good friend Stan Chow. As well as being a talented graphic designer, Stan is also quite a well-known DJ here in Manchester. And whenever I finished a shift at Manchester Roadhouse, I'd wander over to the Night and Day Cafe where Stan was normally DJing. And when I came in, he would take the needle off whatever he was playing and he would play this song for me while I ordered my first drink. He made a present of the actual disc to me some years later. And I think it's one of the most precious things in my record collection. Here it is on crackly old vinyl, The Flamingos and I Only Have Eyes For You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Thank you.
millions of people
come on, come on.
Go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for.
I love it. The Flamingos and I Have Only Eyes For You. I only have eyes for you, even. This next piece of vinyl in my hand, I've got quite a few I want to get through, so I'm going to zip forward a little faster than normal. It's from The Zombies. Now, I was turned onto this song by my friend Ed, who was also a vinyl enthusiast when we were probably 18 years of age. I'd never heard The Zombies, I'd never heard the tune. I absolutely love it, and it pops up here and there. Have a listen to Time of the Season by The Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Zombies. From my vinyl collection, that was Time of the Season.
Six. Music. BBC Six Music.
Monday to Thursday night from 9. Gideon Coe.
I'm Gideon Coe and I play lots of music on Six Music at night. Night begins at 9 o'clock.
Even in the brief part of the year when it's light at that time.
Much like the mole rat, we spend most of the year in total darkness.
Gideon Coe.
We feature sessions and concerts from the wonderful thing that is the BBC's music archive. Six Music sessions.
Glastonbury performances.
And the Peel sessions on Six.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday night from 9.
On BBC Six Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Now, a lot of the vinyl I collected when I started collecting vinyl was stuff that was in my sister's. I've got five sisters, all of them who love music. Stuff in my sister's collection that I missed and I wanted, including this next one from 10cc. Who would have thought that I'd end up being a friend of Graham Goldman, eh? But there you go. If you'd have told me at the time. Anyway, I'm going to play the title track, How Dare You, and it goes so beautifully into Lazy Ways that I'm going to play that as well, because this is the vinyl show and I get to do that. Here we are, 10cc, two in a row, here's How Dare You and Lazy Ways.
hazy gaze, with lazy ways, you get less done but more out of your days. Crazy days.
That was 10cc, How Dare You, going into Lazy Days. Brilliant. Right, here's another little oddity in my collection. Again, I don't remember buying this one, but I'm quite sure I did, because it was a family favourite of a film. The ultimately very schmaltzy, but very touching, On Golden Pond. I've since looked for this online in order to make it, put it on a compilation for my sister. You just can't get hold of this record anymore. It's the music and some original dialogue from the motion picture soundtrack On Golden Pond, which, if you've never seen it, is a must see. Beautiful, beautiful. Apparently, Jane and Henry Fonda were reunited through this film. They're playing a father and daughter, and Katie Hepburn, who I adore. I don't go much for pinups, but I've got a Life magazine that I bought in Boston the day that Katie Hepburn died, and that sits above my piano in the very room I'm broadcasting from. And yes, I love her very much. So here is the main theme from On Golden Pond, played off beautiful, crackly, warm old vinyl. the main theme from On Golden Pond. And now, as a direct antidote to the cheesiness of that choice, however touching, I'm going to put something off Transformer on. Everybody's got Transformer in their record collection that's my age, especially if you're from around Prestwich. And I think I'm going to choose Andy's Chest, because it's fun.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you, are all the mountains bolder after you. If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite and be tied to the end of your string and flying in the air, babe, at night. 'Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear bear. Rolling out for you, and stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap blood suckers are flying after you. Yesterday Daisy May and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet, her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds dear for you, and all the Roman noblemen for you, and kingdoms, Christian soldiers dear for you, and melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Oh, and knights and flaming silver robes for you, and bats that will the kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop. Rock, rock.
Produced by David Bowie and Mick Ronson. That was Lou Reed. And from the album Transformer, that was Andy's Chest. Moving straight along, because I know Michelle loves me so much, and I gave her that little gift of Steely Dan earlier on, let's have some Genesis. I was delighted to hear Mark playing Genesis on his show the other night, Mark Riley, so I thought I'd echo that sentiment with I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe, a mercifully short one for Michelle's sake. Happy New Year, everyone.
For lunch, bum-de-dum-de-dum. When the sun beats down and I lie on the bench, I can always hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. Jacob, wake up, we got a tiny room now. And then Mr. Lewis, isn't it time that he was out on his own? You keep them warm.
the sun beats down and I lie on the beach, I can always hear them talk. Me? I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Genesis, and I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe. Joni Mitchell made a beautiful record with and about Charlie Mingus. It's a really touching thing, and it's got her paintings on the front and the back and the inside, and the one on the back's really touching. It's a man in a wheelchair with a big sun hat on, and it's almost certainly Charlie Mingus. This is God Must Be a Boogeyman, but before that, this is Happy Birthday 1975. This is from Charlie Mingus's birthday party. And then it goes into God Must Be a Boogeyman. I'm loving my vinyl.
All right.
In the plan, the divine plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Once so sweet, so overly loving and gentle, lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why Daddy let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills. In the plan, oh, the insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Joni Mitchell from the album Mingus. That was God Must Be a Boogeyman.
Six Music. BBC Six Music.
Monday to Thursday night from 9. Gideon Coe.
I'm Gideon Coe and I play lots of music on Six Music at night. Night begins at 9 o'clock.
Even in the brief part of the year when it's light at that time.
Much like the Mole Rat, we spend most of the year in total darkness.
Gideon Coe.
We feature sessions and concerts from the wonderful thing that is the BBC's Music Archive. Six Music Sessions.
Glastonbury Performances.
And the Peel Sessions on Six.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday night from 9.
On BBC Six Music.
Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So another one of those records that I've bought a dozen times and had stolen as many is Solidaire by John Martin. This reminds me of the first bedsit I ever lived in when I was 17. In fact, it was probably the only album I had at that point. but this is very much meeting the band for me and discovering all kinds of things about me and my friends. I can't really go into any detail. Here he is. Here's John Martin and Go Down Easy.
Go down easy.
answer, but I will be free. And oh, I love you, and you can really talk to me, and we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy. Go down easy. Curl around me like a fern in the spring. Lie down here, let me sing the things you bring, and we can go down easy. Oh, my lover, we can go down easy. Darling, we can go down
the kind of music that really suits Sunday night and really suits vinyl. The next record I've got is one of the few in my collection that I bought brand new. Certainly back then, I buy brand new records all the time now, as I prefer vinyl, if I'm honest, to anything else. But yeah, I bought this new. I know exactly where I was the first time I heard Portishead's Dummy. And I've decided to play this time because I haven't played on the radio before. It could be sweet because it's a great tune. Here's Portishead.
Love and fail. You don't get something for nothing. Too bad. Go and try a little more now. Oh, cause I don't wanna lose what we had last time you're leaving. This loving feeling.
Portishead, and from the album Dummy, that was It Could Be Sweet.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Well, I've had so much fun, I could pop. Thank you so much for listening to me go through my old records and bore you to death with my tales of poverty and theft. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone for helping me put the show together. Thank you to Six Music for giving me this lovely job, and thank you for having an all-vinyl New Year's Day. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
10, 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stop to start again, so gather round and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. Now, no doubt most of you have been partying hard one way or another, so for the next 60 minutes, I'm going to cross time, space and genres with a laid-back selection aimed at just chilling you out. So, you'll be hearing from the likes of Sly and the Family Stone, Real Estate, Amy Winehouse, Alton Ellis, Joni Mitchell, Lupe Fiasco, Stealing Sheep and King Midas Sound, to name just a few. So, kick back and relax to the one and only Billie Holiday's Good Morning Heartache.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone, but here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new?